streets are strong red, if you can give the name to open spaces between ruins, still bear all the marks of battle. There's a usual litter of helmets and weapons, stacks of ammunition, papers fluttering in the snow, pocketbooks from dead Germans, and any number of smashed corpses lying where they fell, or stacked up in great frozen heaps for later burial. Stalingrad can never be repaired. It will have to be rebuilt from the beginning. But even though all its buildings are wrecked, there's life in it still. Along the narrow stretch of cement-coloured cliff by the river, which the Russians held through long months of assault, there's a city of dugouts. Dugouts occupied by the soldiers who've not yet left, and by a few women who stayed behind to launder and cook for the men. There's a real holiday atmosphere among these people today. They're the proudest men and women I've ever seen. They know they've done a terrific job and have done it well. Their city's been destroyed, but they've smashed the invader by sheer stubbornness and unconquerable courage. These men and women fought and worked for months with their backs to the river that they'd sworn never to retreat across, facing an enemy who held the only dominating height in Stalingrad and could pound them with shells and mortars unceasingly by day and night. They clung to their narrow foothold, and their feet never slipped.